how do you put these weapons on display and really show what this offense can be in a game like this?
Yeah, I think we can spread the ball around and get different guys involved. I mean, it still is the preseason, so you're not going to be doing everything that that you're normally doing. But, yeah, I think for us, I think we can just go in there and try to get different guys involved with the offense because, like you said, we've got weapons. We've got guys that can make plays for us. And so, you know, if it happens in the preseason, maybe it does, maybe not. It just kind of depends on how the game goes.
Marvin talked about after the last game, you don't specifically scheme for teams through the preseason, or is it still kind of just working on what you guys can do best out there?
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of both. Obviously, the way that this is set up with playing the Sunday game, we kind of have a normal week, kind of a normal preparation week, kind of what it's going to be like during the season. So so from that standpoint, you're going about it the same way that you would during the regular season. But with scheme and different things, maybe you're trying to work on some things right now that you may use, you may not use during the season. So it just kind of depends on how the game plan goes.
Do you have an expectation of how much you might play?
I don't know. I feel like usually I play at least a half in this one, so I'm expecting to get the first half.
Is it frustrating to you? You talked about the red zone issues that sometimes flared up last year. Is it frustrating when you get just a small amount of time in the preseason, you want to kind of show out, and things don't work out early on?
For sure. You want to take advantage of the drives that you're in. I think, first game I had two, second one I had three drives. And so, again, we've got down there, we've kicked field goals, but we want to score touchdowns.
Do you want to see John Ross out there?
I do, yeah. I think this will be a good chance for people to see him for the first time and for him to get some first game action, which would be good for him.
What's the biggest thing that Jay Gruden did for you in your development as a quarterback?
You know, Jay was great. You know, one thing, he loved to throw the ball. You know, he's a coordinator that loves the quarterback just because he played the position. And so, you know, he taught me a lot while I was here. He kind of, you know, it was the start of my career. And so he kind of built the foundation of you know, who I am as a player now. And so I'm very thankful for him because he wanted me here and I was able to start right away.